you have the beautiful image of the lotus in Buddhism, the symbol of Buddhism, the lotus flower. It grows, it has its roots in the mud, and it grows out of that. And there's nothing more beautiful in human life than a failed story. Ah. And the good news is, every story ultimately fails, because the story is based on the forms, it identifies with forms, and no forms last for that long. No building lasts for that long, eventually it crumbles. All forms are temporary and they are beautiful. The essence that is hiding in each form is the formless one life that is indestructible. But even this beautiful form, Fintan, it is not eternal as a form, but the eternal shines through the forms here. That is why, because the forms are transparent, and you also are not eternal as this form, and yet a transparency is happening in you even as you sit here, so that that which is beyond form, no matter what we call it, stillness, presence, beingness, a deep sense of I am, that before got mixed up with a story of me, and that the preciousness of being is your true specialness. What the egoic self had been looking for on the level of the story, I want to be special, that very thought obscured the fact that you already could not be more special than you are now, but not special in the egoic sense that more than he or more than she. Special in the sense that there is a beauty and preciousness that is the essence of your being, and that is what deep down you can sense. Even the person who is most completely identified with their story and their conceptual sense of self, they feel that there's somewhere, there's something precious that is me, but they confuse it with the forms, thought forms. It gets that essence of being, which is formless and timeless, gets mixed up with form, with thought, and a story in the head.